Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today, I'm joined by Scott Elliott. He's on the editorial staff of the Dayton Daily News, and he reports on education. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So let's get started with the big state news. We now have Governor-elect Kasich is about to be in charge in January. When it comes to education, one thing that came down the pike this week was the potential concern for Ohio's use of the Race to the Top federal money that Ohio is set to get. What's the story there?
I think this is probably a little bit of an overblown story. In essence, what happened was allies of Governor Strickland insinuated that Ohio could lose its $400 million in Race to the Top money, which it won back in the summer, because that application was based on Strickland's school reform, particularly school funding reform, which is called the evidence-based model. Governor-elect Kasich has said very little about his views on education, but one thing he said is he does not like the evidence-based model, and he wants it, in his words, gone. So the idea was sort of floated, well, wait a minute, if they won the funding based on the evidence-based model and other things in the Strickland reform, and Kasich junks the evidence-based model, would that put their grant in jeopardy? And I really don't think it does. In theory, yes, if they really scrapped everything that was in Ohio's application for Race to the Top, that could be a problem. But there's all sorts of stuff. There are many parts of the application, and the funding is just one part. So I think that there's probably plenty of opportunity for them to reshape their plan, but still keep it largely in line with the application in the first place. So the bottom line is I really just don't see this ending up costing Ohio $400 million, both because it shouldn't be that hard for them to redo the application in a way that'll work. And then let's be practical here. On the political level, you know, President Obama is going to run for reelection in 2 years. And Ohio, as we all know, is an important state in a presidential election. And what are the chances the Obama administration is going to take $400 million away from Ohio when that's going on? I mean, I just don't see the politics working either.
We haven't heard necessarily a lot from Kasich in terms of his plan for education, but we do know that the state budget has to be balanced. What kinds of things may we expect to see?
Kasich really doesn't have an extensive record of saying a lot about education. It just hasn't been one of his big issues in his political career. So he's something of an unknown, and a lot of people have a lot of assumptions about what they think he believes and how they think he'll behave. And we really don't know until he starts governing the state. But here's what the big concern is, I think, with Kasich is we know some things about where he's at on fiscal policy. He's very anti-tax. It doesn't seem likely, for instance, that he'll raise taxes to try to address the deficit in the state budget. So if those options are off the table, where does that leave them? Well, it really only leaves them with doing deep cuts in state spending in order to balance the budget, which isn't necessarily a bad thing to do. I mean, I think that it's clear Ohio needs to move in that direction. But with Strickland, I think the hope was he would find a way to protect education to some degree. We're not sure if those things will apply to Kasich. So if you've got a cut, then how big a cut are we looking at for schools? The treasurers that I've been talking to have been sort of planning for about a 10% cut, but in talking to them this week, they're afraid it could be more like 15% or, in the worst case scenario, maybe even like 20%. And even a 10% cut is just a huge cut in state aid to many school districts. So the things that might occur, I mean, you know, you really might see a flood of new levies on the local ballots. You're going to see a big cut in services. You might see a lot of layoffs from the education sector. These are things people are really afraid of happening under Kasich. So what Kasich does in terms of the budget and how he views education in terms of what size cut it takes, so they're all really big unknowns.
Well, speaking of the financial health of school districts, the election, we did have some winners and some losers at that level in terms of the levies. One that did not pass was Springboro. So what's the situation in Springboro right now?
Springboro is going to be very interesting to watch over the next year or so. This was sort of an interesting moment for Springboro because, as you may know, Springboro has had at least a 5-year, and depending on how you want to look at it, much longer history of having a lot of trouble passing their levies and a lot of dissension in their community about how much should be spent on schools and whether the schools are spending the money wisely. You know, really, I think what you saw there was a community sort of lose faith in the leadership of the district over time. So in the last year, what you've seen happen is two new school board members were elected. The sitting school board president was thrown out of office. So the sort of plus minus for Springboro was, you know, there was a kind of a hopeful moment. We had an interim superintendent, and a new treasurer, and a new school board, and a new levy try, first since 2009. You know, if it had passed, maybe Springboro enters kind of a different kind of era. But it didn't pass. It failed. And what happened on the heels of that was a treasurer quit, and a fight broke out on the board about whose fault it was. So it sort of seems like Springboro is heading back in the direction of division for a while, which, you know, you just think at some point this has to catch up with the district. Will Springboro, if we go into an extended period of debate there in which there's no new money, in which cuts have to continue at an aggressive level, you know, will that district eventually hit a point where the academic side will begin to suffer? Many people are predicting it will, but there's a whole another cohort out there of theorists who believe that they can do plenty more with less. It's going to be very interesting to see which way it goes.
There were some folks that did have their levies passed, most notably Kettering. They were facing some very serious cuts. So this is good news for Kettering.
I think probably nobody had a bigger win on the school side than Kettering, because that situation had gotten to the point where some really hard decisions were going to have to be made going forward. So things are in good shape for the moment in Kettering. They did pass the levy. They won't have to make any more dramatic cuts. They think they're on solid footing for 3 or 4 years going forward. Now, what'll be interesting there is the debate over the school levy has sort of mobilized a group of folks in the community who, the best way to describe them, is sort of generally anti-tax or generally skeptical of levy requests. So those folks have really bored into the school district spending and raised a lot of questions. And probably some of the harder cuts the district made may have resulted from things that those folks said and asked. But that group is very energized now. And I know there's talk of some of them running for school board. So it'll be interesting to see how that debate develops over time. I mean, it's like how it manages its financial side of the house is going to be an ongoing issue in the community.
I'm speaking with Scott Elliott. He's on the editorial board at the Dayton Daily News. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.